Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch podcast. I, of course, am G Money. It is January 31st, 2017.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, the first month of 2017 is over. So glad.
And we're not burning down yet.
I know. It's crazy. So how was everybody's week? Excuse me. I won't even ask. To my right, the one and only punk rock superstar Gannon to my right. To his right is the one and only gaming guru himself, Format. And then to his right is the one and only chairman of the comic book board. It is Alika.
And to his right,
yeah,
is the friendly ghost Casper.
Is what? No one. All right, so
ghost dad.
How was everybody's week? How was everybody's
week
really
this scary.
Week? Everybody's huh? week all right this week?
Fantastic.
Well, we're going to be talking about Gannon's week because he went to Vegas. So that'd be cool. Yeah, I'm really tired this week, man. I'm just worn out.
So, you're really cold downtown.
You don't do anything.
Well, no, it's just I'm just worn out because you know the stuff that I do. I'm just one of the things I'm really
the stuff
tired.
That you do. Waking up.
The real reason I'm tired is because I'm just tired of all this winning that we're doing. So,
oh, Jesus.
What's the winning you're talking about? I don't understand.
You don't get it. All right.
All I do is
I'll veer off of politics just for this Nerd Watch, but
Jesus Christ.
There's no win in politics, especially with you, Jim.
Anyway, yeah, it's what's making me tired. Anyway, I am so glad to be back. I love the Nerd Watch. I love that you guys are here. We're going to be talking about some nerd news, as it were. Royal Rumble was this weekend. Resident Evil 7, it's his first official week out.
That's six.
We'll talk. Seven.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie.
No.
See, you didn't designate.
Oh, sorry. Resident Evil 7, the game. Week. Resident Evil 6, the movie. What is it? Is it Retribution or the final chapter?
The final chapter.
We promise this time.
Yeah, Retribution, yeah. Resurgence, Reanimated, whatever the hell it's called.
That would be great. Resident Evil, the final chapter. We promise.
No, they all start with Re, so this one should be, like, retired.
Resident Evil, the fifth element.
So, first off, want to say thank you, everybody, for watching us on YouTube, on Facebook, on Akaku, and the like.
Want you guys
to follow us at Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at Nerdwatch Nation. Follow us on YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation. Follow us on Instagram at The_Nerdwatch. And please feel free to donate to us at Patreon.com/TheNerdWatch and give to a needy podcast who is looking to upgrade their equipment.
And hey, DJ on Facebook Live. Just had to say that.
DJ, what's up? What? Ooh, ooh.
Whoa,
ooh.
Hey,
sorry.
Come on.
Oh, I'm
that's
sorry.
Our word.
God, I want to punch you right now.
Of course, we all know DJ Cavacane, a fantastic local comic book artist responsible for Exilion. He's working alongside Format that sits here with us right here at Nerdwatch. They're working on a project together.
We are. To be fair, I think it's Format's working alongside him.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, pretty much.
Format didn't take over the book.
Oh, okay, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, DJ still does stuff, and I'm there to... You know, empty the garbage.
Oh, okay,
and,
okay.
Well, let's not put it that
refill
way.
Refill the printer. And,
good. He's
Format's the wind beneath his wings.
He's working on a project with the one and only DJ Cavicani. So a comic book project, working on some stories. So that's super cool. What about you, Alika? What'd you do this weekend or this week?
I watched Death Race 2050.
Don't tell me about it. It's on my Netflix.
It's so good. Oh my god, it's so good.
I cannot wait to see
it. I didn't even
see
the original, you know.
I love the original's one of my favorite
and now
movies.
I want to really watch the original, but this one was amazing.
The original is fantastic. The original is so good. It just I'm afraid to even watch 2050 because I'm afraid I'm going to be disappointed. Death Race 2000, one of my favorite B movies of all time. It starred David Carradine, Sylvester Stallone.
That even makes me want to watch it more.
Oh, good.
The new one's great.
All right, good. I can't
That's
wait
why
to
I
watch
want
it.
To watch Italian Stallion.
Stop it.
Also, what's up to Brian Revel, artist from the Big Island?
Oh, he's here?
Yeah, what's up, Brian?
Brian is in the house as well. All
Do these guys set time aside to watch us?
They
apparently.
They seem to always be there.
Yeah, it's cool. Thank you for the support, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
This is part of their Tuesday
But you
routine.
Know what I tell people when they ask me about the podcast? Because it's not, you know, it's not like there's hundreds of thousands of people watching. It's like a very small audience. It's like getting together and talking crap about comics or whatever's going on nerdy
or
that week. Yeah, it's fun.
Right, or local comic book artists.
Like when we want to talk crap about Brian or DJ, but they're watching.
Right,
so.
And it's hard to.
Now it's awkward.
Now it's totally awkward. But you know who isn't
name.
Here? Todd's not here, so whatever we want to talk crap about him, we can. Todd Bernardi. Our
finally.
Finally.
The Cuckoo Nut Project.
Yeah.
It's worst fantastic. Book ever.
You guys are horrible. I was just kidding.
It's good. I like it.
And what's another one he does? Spider Monkey Lollipop or whatever the hell it is?
I think it's called SpongeBob SquarePants.
Did you say did you say Spider Monkey Pop?
No, I said Spider Monkey Lollipop. Isn't that the name of the other book he does?
That sounds like it.
It's something like that.
I've got to...
I'm going to trademark that right now for somebody else tries to steal
just got
to
come up with a new title every week to troll him on.
Todd Bernardi's famous comic book, Super Chicken Cockburn or something.
Super Chicken Cockburn.
Yeah, so stupid.
Sounds painful.
That's
that sounds like something you ask your wife to do for you. Yeah. Like, babe, it's Valentine's Day. Yeah. You know what that means. Yeah. I want you to give me a super chicken cockburn.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That does sound a lot better than, hey, babe, I want you to give me a spider monkey lollipop. So I'll give you that. That does sound better.
That's great.
Greasy buttery thunder. DJ just said that.
That's good, too. Anyway, the man who went on an ultimate adventure this week is the man himself,
Trump.
The punk rock superstar.
Nicolas Cage.
The one and only Gannon.
Trying to find that national treasure.
He went to Vegas.
Yes, the president detained you in an airport.
Yeah, he went to Vegas.
You're brown enough.
I borderline was on the way back.
Really? Border. I mean, what?
So how was your time up in Vegas?
You did time in Vegas?
It was terrible.
Was it terrible? Was it bad?
No, of course not. it was fun. It was strange. It was a Christmas present from my girlfriend. So I have to say that. It was odd because in my mind I'm expecting like you know the old school Vegas you always see in television and movies, and it's way not
with
that.
The Rat Pack.
It's really well, not maybe not that far back, but. But
Sinatra
it's
playing
really
in the background.
Not like that anymore. It's like I just walked down the strip, being like, it just flat out looks like 2015 Hill Valley.
It's like super family oriented.
Not even that. It's just real, real glitzy and futuristic looking.
Oh, nice!
And lots of big ass little, you know, not big ass, but big video billboards and stuff like that. And I was kind of bowled over by that.
Nice.
We went to the Venetian. We went to Bellagio. We went to... Where else we go? We went to Caesars.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of strolled around MGM, but we bailed out of there pretty quickly. Went to the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Oh, you did? And?
That was fantastic.
And?
Awesome.
Okay.
You
see any recognizable pinball machines?
I'm not going to go so far as to say they have them all, because obviously they're not going to have them all,
sure.
But they have some of the dates pretty far back.
Oh,
like they had some Superman. They had a Superman and Spider-Man machine, which, if I remember, it was like from 78.
Nice.
Then they had some of the earliest pinball machines that ever came out. I think their newest one that they had was for the 60s Batman show.
I think
just got released
The two that are my favorite are the Jurassic Park pinball machine.
That was there.
And the Twilight Zone.
That was there, too.
Oh.
Yeah, the Twilight Zone one.
See,
yeah,
the big ones for me, I always wanted to play the Freddy Krueger machine.
I never played that.
They had a Guns N' Roses machine there, which I really wanted to play. They had two Elvira machines, which I played. Three different Star Wars machines.
Wow,
those are great.
Elvira. Yeah.
Wait, did that?
I kind of need an Elvira pinball machine.
Did that Star Wars?
Yeah, there's two different ones.
Oh, the Star Wars machine. Did that Star Wars machine have a TIE fighter in the pinball machine?
One of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that.
I took pictures of them all, but
I think that's Empire.
Is it? Okay.
Could be. They had a Johnny Mnemonic pinball machine. I didn't even know one existed for it.
Was it right next to the Lawnmower Man pinball machine?
There wasn't that, but there was a Judge Dredd. There was a Johnny Mnemonic. There was, I'm trying to remember them all. There's so many.
I'm a huge fan of the Terminator 2.
That was there.
Oh, that was good, too.
There was a Terminator 3 machine. I didn't even know that.
What?
I didn't even realize they were doing pinball machines that aggressively back then. There's a Terminator 3 pinball machine.
That is crazy.
That one blew my mind. I was just like, what? This movie?
Oh, my gosh. That is nuts.
But so, it was a blast. What we found out
you were
from,
supposed to say it was a ball.
Anyway, we learned from one of the guys there, though, that that place, if you're ever in Vegas, you totally got to patronize it because it's volunteer run by veterans, and 100% of the proceeds they make go to veterans charities.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's awesome.
Almost none of the money they make is for profit at all. Like, all the money they bring in.
If I lived in Vegas, I would just blow quarters in that place.
Yeah. And
who's quarters?
It was more than just that too. There was like really old, there was like an old school bowling kind of game. I think it was from the 60s. The lady was telling us there's like an arm wrestling machine there.
I remember the arm wrestling machine.
They had Star Trek the Motion Picture arcade game, like the one that you kind of like go into and sit down.
Yeah,
I remember that. They used to have that at Safeway.
Yep, they had that there. I have a picture of my girlfriend in it, but we're not posting it because her face and it is the look of somebody that doesn't want to be sitting in a Star Trek game. But yeah, it was a total blast being there and getting to play some of the machines that I never thought I'd ever get a chance to play. So if you're ever in Nevada or Vegas or whatever, definitely check it out.
So most importantly, did you eat anything good?
We hit a bunch of buffets, yeah.
Nice. Where'd you go?
For buffets, we hit up the one at Circus Circus, which we were staying at. We did the Bellagio.
Ooh, I heard the Rio is like the best.
We didn't go there.
Oh, okay.
I think this for as far as buffets go, that's all we went.
Wait, the Bellagio buffet?
Yeah.
Is incredible.
It is.
Wow. We went for breakfast, but we went right at the end, and in the changeover, they usually kick people out before lunch. Somehow, they let us stay from breakfast to lunch, so I was there for both. Oh, my God.
Facebook Brian said he hates Vegas because he had a hangover experience.
Don't dream.
You know what? I did, too, because my girlfriend, she had to go for a business trip in August.
Right.
And she told me about one of the places that she cruised by. They give you, like, this you can buy this
guitar-looking
thing that you can fill up with whatever alcohol you want.
Sure, sure.
And it's, like, 88 ounces full of alcohol.
Right.
And you can just drink it. And she really had her heart set on me seeing this thing, so she bought me one.
Oh.
And they upgraded it for another $10 they put 5 shots in it. But the thing is, she didn't tell me what shot she was giving me.
Okay.
Nor did she give me the option of what shot went in there.
Okay.
So I have no idea what the hell I drank. I drank half of it that night and the rest of the half of it the following day. And my girlfriend doesn't know this, so she's watching. She's going to find stuff. I threw up at Circus Circus before we went out for breakfast.
Lovely.
Not very fun, but
did she tell you? No.
Did who tell me what?
The your girlfriend tell you finally? What was
I
in there?
Threw up.
No. Did she tell you? Finally
no.
What was
she,
in
no. The girl that made the drink.
Oh.
She didn't tell us what it was.
Oh.
She was like, oh, there's this blue raspberry lemonade thing that's delicious, and that thing already had alcohol in it. For the extra $10, you get enough, like 5 shots. She didn't tell me what those 5 shots were. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's a random 5.
No, that's the thing.
Oh.
She didn't exactly explain it. She just said, oh, for $10, you get 5 shots. I was like, oh, yeah, it's awesome. And then she just poured something in there. She didn't tell me what it was. She didn't ask me if I wanted anything particular.
So
she put 5 shots of something
what you're
in there.
Saying is that was your fault.
Kind of. Kind of.
But overall.
But what we found out, the first Uber drive that we got, the driver's telling us that Circus Circus is not long for this world.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. That's been the rumor
been
for a long
for
time.
For a long time. Yeah. But yeah, most Vegas establishments have a lifespan of maybe 10 years max.
I've got a funny feeling it's because it's old, because everything else there looked very brand new, if not redone.
Man, that's crazy. You know what's interesting is that I love Vegas. By the way, big shout out to Travis and Lazy who just joined the Facebook Live show.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Nerd Watch, where we point out everybody that's watching the show as we go.
Yes, we do. But I do want to say this. I love Vegas, and one of the things you do in Vegas is, of course, gamble. Did you happen to gamble?
Yep.
And?
You guys would be happy to know that all of the slot machines I played were all Nerdwatch related.
Oh, fantastic. Good for you, sir.
I played the Big Bang Theory machine. I played a Batman machine. I played an Elvira machine. I played a Walking Dead machine. There's a couple of different kinds of Batman machines. There's a Ghostbusters one. There's a there's a Breaking Bad. My girlfriend played the Orange is the New Black. Yeah, I think that about covers it.
My question is did Bruce Wayne take your money?
Yeah. Elvira treated me well. Uh-huh. Walking Dead treated me well. But Batman took all my money. Well, I mean, he has to pay for all that gear.
Oh,
you
know? Man.
He does.
The house always wins.
Well, so now, more importantly, you did something that I have wanted to do ever since I heard it was even a thing in Vegas, is you went to go watch the Evil Dead musical.
Mm-hmm.
And how awesome was that?
You know, we had probably the most incredible lucky timing.
Okay.
Because we didn't even know until we went to go watch it. The actor playing Ash, he goes by the name of Chris Weidman. You can actually look him up on Facebook. That was his last night. Performing as Ash, and he is the longest running Ash for the show since that show started in 2000, whatever it was.
Cool.
He's played Ash for about 3.5 years.
Wow.
He's the longest running. So he wasn't even the original one, but he's the longest running of them all, and that was his last show. So there was a little bit of extra something special to the show. I don't really want to get too far into it if anybody actually wants to watch it. They do play it a little bit differently than the movie. I mean, obviously it's a musical. And there's like it's a little bit more of a winking humor to the show than what the movies are. But there's a lot of the cast seem to be trying to get him to break character a lot on stage.
Oh, okay, because it's his last night.
Just to have fun with him
Just to mess with him. Right,
like,
of course.
You know, he held it together, but there's a lot of moments where he like you can see him struggling to not laugh, and so but it was like fun, you know, not like they're trying to screw up the show. It was a blast. Like the thing that I lucked out on. If you ever go see it in Vegas, they have the Splatter Zone, which is the VIP first three rows.
Sick.
So for $15 upcharge, whatever, they give you a white T-shirt and you sit up in the first three rows, and then whatever blood is splattered onto the audience.
Is it pig's blood?
No, it's actually
it's human blood.
It's ketchup.
It's red Kool-Aid. This is all it is.
It's baby's blood.
And the thing is, when I saw the shirt, I'm like, damn, I want that shirt. But we didn't do the VIP. But I guess somebody that was at the show didn't want it.
Right.
So they gave it back, and then they sold it, so I bought it.
Crazy. That's
cool. So I didn't have to be in the VIP, but I have one of the shirts.
That's awesome. So
we have pictures with the cast.
I'd love to see those. Yeah. So you had a great time in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you, sir. We're glad to have you back on the Nerd Watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you're glad to
because I was gone for so long from the show.
I'm sure you're glad to be back because you finally get to get your hands on Resident Evil 7.
Finally.
Yeah. So you're super excited.
I'm looking at it right now.
Did you finish it for me?
No. When I borrowed the game from Gannon, when he was generous enough to let me.
You didn't realize you had children?
Yeah, I didn't take into account that I have a little one, so I couldn't really play the game because, you know, she's always awake. So
stupid kids.
Don't you hate that when kids are awake? NyQuil will solve that.
Yeah. Stupid kids always alive.
You
gotta
learn the tricks. No, NyQuil. That's all you need. Man.
But I mean,
did you enjoy the time that you had with it?
I did very much so.
Okay.
The first person perspective really lends a lot to the game. I didn't get a chance to play the demo, so I didn't know that that's how it was going to be set up. I thought it was going to be over the shoulder like, you know, every other RE game.
Okay.
So when it started up, and all you see is the scenery, and I'm like waiting for the camera to pull back so I can see my character, and it just like sat there, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, you're moving. Gotcha.
So I started moving around, and I was like, oh, cool.
He's and like, longest cinematic ever.
But it was such a trip because it's such a different dynamic having the camera pulled back so far because you can, like, you don't want to miss anything.
Sure.
So you spend more time looking at stuff, zooming in on things, crouching low, looking at the bottom of things, under stuff.
Interesting.
Like when I realized it was first person, I thought it was going to be something cheesy like Carnival. You know, where things fly at the screen and you just shoot them.
Shoot them, right.
But no, it's really well done.
So then my ultimate question is this, from the time that you had with it, is it Resident Evil?
Yes. It's a return to survival horror. From what I understand, the part that I left off of was actually the first half of the game. And apparently that's the better half of the game.
Oh, okay.
So where I stopped is actually probably a good thing.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. I cannot wait to play it. Gannon, we can get your impressions next week. I can't wait till you get your hands on it. So that's good.
I'm hoping to beaten it by then.
Good. You can stop playing Batman. So that's good. That's good.
Somebody's stalking my PlayStation profile.
Anyway, listen, before we get any further into the show, of course it is important to talk about the loud racket that's going on this out of these doors right now.
There's drunks that just wander by.
We do this show next to a bar.
I know, we do. We gotta
in between
that.
Two bars.
Yeah. Bring them in here. Let's have them as guests.
Have them all in here.
It's our groupies.
Don't have them in. Don't do
Swan,
it, Swan.
No, don't.
Crazy?
Anyway, lock the door.
I just want to. Okay, good. What I do want to do is, before we start talk about any further information about the Rumble or Batman news or whatever, we want to talk to the chairman of the comic book board, the one and only Alika. Alika is located.
I was going to say, we want to talk to the homeless guys outside.
At 333 Derry Road in Kahului. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. Every single Tuesday is 20% off Tuesday. And then, as you all know, every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday, where you can get your filthy, grubby paws all over
a new set of talking about my customers like that, man.
Sorry. You can get your mitts on brand new comics.
Filthy, grubby mitts.
That's right. Your filthy,
mitts
grubby
sounds
mitts.
Cuter, but.
Yeah, yeah. Right here at 333 Derry Road in Kahului. And he will... If you're looking for...
He will rock you.
If you're looking for comic books, unique comic books, if you're looking for one-of-a-kind comic books, he has them here. Unique.
Oh, unique.
Yeah, unique comic books. You can find them here.
That's a specific audience.
At 333 Derry Road in Kahului.
The covers
are cut off. Will send you those comics anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the United States.
Anywhere in the United States. Sorry. That's what
in
I meant.
The United
are you
world.
From Slovenia? I hope you have your own shop.
So at 333 Derry Road in Kahului at Maui Comics and Collectibles, please check him out. And let's find out what is brand new this week at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Thank
you,
G.
Hit him, right?
I know, yeah.
Right.
But also want to give a shout out to Carl, who's watching on Facebook Live.
Hey, Carl. Carl.
Starting with Todd Bernardi's favorite, Batman number 16.
Oh, man.
Not Gannon's favorite. Gannon doesn't care for Batman.
Wow. I had no idea. I didn't know you had such disdain for Batman.
Bullseye number 1 of 5. That's a Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
The Civil War 2 hardcover comes out. Deadpool number 26.
Okay.
Green Arrow and Green Lanterns number 16.
Nice.
Harley Quinn number 13.
Ooh.
Image Plus number 10.
What the heck's that?
It's a Image magazine, but there's a story inside of, and it's been in parts of Here's Negan. It's like a origin story for Negan.
Nice.
Oh. It's on part 10.
That's that guy from Walking Dead.
Yeah, not to be confused with Vegan.
Oh,
or the other N word.
Right.
No,
stop
don't
it.
Even
what?
Say
what
that.
Are you doing?
Okay.
You had a confused look in your face.
I said
sure.
Vegan. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Monsters Unleashed number 2 of 5, Moon Knight number 11, Old Man Logan number 17, Paper Girls number 11. That's the Brian Vaughn
Paper
independent
Girls?
Comic book. Yeah.
Whatever happened to Paper Boys?
Why are you gonna be
would,
so sexist?
You would ask that.
Why are you
yeah.
misogynist?
I don't like the way your breathing changed when you asked that question.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, you're not allowed within 200 yards of a paper boy.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2099 number 20.
Spider-Man.
Star Wars number 28.
Uh-huh.
And Star Wars Darth Maul number 1 of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And Walking Dead 163.
Wow. Okay.
It's
Dead.
So funny that the Walking Dead book is like, oh, and also this is coming. But on TV, it's the biggest thing ever.
Right.
The comic, I mean, isn't as strong as the show, you know?
Well, that's what's strange about it.
I mean, it
the
is
book
a strong
was a
seller.
It's a huge
but...
deal when it first came out, but that story is so strung along now that I think most readers are just like, all right, I guess I got to keep doing this.
So I got a message from the Facebook live feed, and they said, blah, 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 mainstream comics, where's the indies?
Yeah, that's from Brian Revel, who's working on, if you want to check out Brian Revel's Kickstarter, how's that for indie?
Yes.
For The Unseen, it's his comics coming up. The Kickstarter's going right now. Just look for The Unseen by Brian Revel. Through Enjoy Comics Publishing.
So when it gets
you
printed
totally
out,
just played his game because you know he seeded that one.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
No.
So when he gets it printed, does he call it The Scene?
I do what I want.
Yeah,
okay.
Because
it's unseen right now.
You
right?
You keep up this trolling in the Facebook's like comments, it'll definitely go unseen, Mr. Revel. No, I'm just kidding. Support him over at Kickstarter for The Unseen comic. It's pretty phenomenal.
And
stuff.
You know,
very talented guy.
Let's forget about Brian for a second.
Okay.
Because we're on the independent comic track. Let's talk about Stacey Hayashi and Go for Broke, the Go for Broke movie.
Yes.
Where people can go and give money
for
to
broke.
Help get the Go for Broke. and donate funds that are completely tax deductible to the movie's post-production and help bring that movie to the public sooner.
Anything to get that movie out there, I'm very excited about. I'm just very excited for Stacey. We had an opportunity to talk to her a couple weeks ago, and she is super stoked about it, and I'm very happy for her. So we will keep you guys updated. Visit their Facebook page. Go for Broke Movie, facebook.com/GoForBrokeMovie. Check it out. To see
also,
how you can help
GoForBrokeMovie.com.
Too. Yes, and GoForBrokeMovie.com.
And there you, they are the instructions to donate. You donate through a state foundation, the 442nd Veterans Foundation. And so you have to mail in your donations.
Yes.
But if you mark them for Go for Broke Movie, that's what they'll be sent to.
Fantastic. Well, listen, gents, let's get to some... entertainment stuff.
Why
first
are you
going to
say it like that?
You know, because it's nerd news. First of all,
gents,
just to
about to move on.
To let you all know, for those that care, we have officially started the road to WrestleMania as of Sunday, the Royal Rumble. Just be prepared for
no,
what comes next.
One.
That's right. WrestleMania will be happening in April.
If you like watching guys getting sweaty on each other. Things are going to get really good.
Hey, enough of that.
tell me I'm wrong.
Royal Rumble, just to let you guys know, Royal Rumble was the worst Royal Rumble in the last several years. It was pretty
bad. I don't
know,
man. It was pretty spectacular.
Golly.
That ending was awesome.
Yeah, who could have imagined number 30? Oh my gosh. Anyway, the Road to WrestleMania.
Everybody wanted Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
They got a Samoan named Joe.
They got a Samoan named Joe. Yes, they did. So if you guys at all are interested, we'll be talking up a little more wrestling because it's the Road to WrestleMania coming up in later shows, so that'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, moving on from the Road to WrestleMania. By the way, we're going to be starting a podcast where it's just wrestling
you?
Talk.
Oh.
Yeah, just wrestling talk. Soon,
so just you.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
So, Greg, but, what do you think about...
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's great.
I don't know, G. What do you think? Greg? Yeah. It'll be awesome. Anyway, big nerd news this evening. If you haven't heard, there's a man by the name of Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck... who is the man who was behind the mask in the latest Batman v Superman film.
And also the greatest shower scene in history in Gone Girl.
Gone Girl. Stop it. It looks like the one and only Ben Affleck will not be directing the new Batman flick.
And you know, compared to... me and Swan just watched Chasing Amy the other week. How skinny and scrawny he was back then. And
yeah.
Now how jacked he is?
Now he's just ridiculously portly.
You just want to run your hands over his chest.
What the hell
right?
is wrong with you?
Am I right?
Hell yeah!
You're speaking for yourself.
What's wrong with
but
you?
But that's okay.
But
you watch. He's going to end up showing up to the podcast because of Gannon.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Going around the table, how do we feel that Ben Affleck will no longer be directing the Batman film that he is still supposed to be starring in?
Gannon?
Oh, you didn't say from which direction.
I would want to talk to the bat expert.
Swan? No, you know, I read his statement about it, and I'm reading it, and it doesn't sound...
promising?
No, it sounds like the kind of thing somebody would say when they're still trying to be nice to their boss.
Oh.
Even though they completely don't agree with their boss.
Okay.
Like, maybe it's just reading them between the lines too much, but he's basically saying that he wants to be able to focus his attention on the performance, and he's understanding that the job is going to be too demanding to do both. Which, if you go back in our pod, you'll hear me actually say that I don't think he'll be able to do both. So if that's the real reason why, then I'm not surprised. But if you're looking at the track record of all these DC movies, how they're meddled with a lot, how directors are in and out constantly, you kind of can see it for what it is. It's just like he's realizing he's not really making a Ben Affleck Batman movie.
He's making a studio Affleck movie.
Yeah, because there was that, and then there was another report that I just read saying that he did finish a draft of the script with Geoff Johns, but Chris Terrio, who wrote BVS... and also Justice League, is doing a rewrite of that whole movie from top to bottom.
Ooh.
So you kind of get the sense that, like, they're scrambling to keep they're like, you know, they did not stick the landing on any of these films yet. Not really. Like, commercially, they've done well, but critically, they're just not landing as well as they want them to.
Well, so to be fair,
everything's being micromanaged to the point that it's just like nobody's really directing these movies.
To be fair to Chris Nolan, The Dark Knight was critical acclaim, don't you think?
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Those aren't counted. We're counting from Man of Steel forward.
True.
Anything after Dark Knight Rises, we're counting from Man of Steel forward.
Okay.
Not one of those three films
had
really, like,
fair enough,
captured the hearts and minds of people. Every single one of them has divided everybody to these films. He hasn't backed out of the movie yet, thank God, but you kind of get the sense, like, man, there's probably not a lot left holding him to this franchise.
So it's going to be...
But, I mean, you got to look at it. You got to look at it from everything. Like, BVS, he seemed to be pretty proud of, didn't do so well critically.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a tiny bit of Suicide Squad, but it's the very same thing there. No, the jury's out on Justice League, but he's probably... And then Live by Night comes out, and then that tanked.
That did tank,
and didn't
boy.
Do well critically either.
Wow.
So you gotta imagine, like, from his perspective, he's just like, oh, man,
I'm on
he's getting beat up again.
He is.
You know what I mean? Like, he just rebuilt his career from getting beat up, and he's on that path again of just getting beat up.
Yeah.
And he's probably just like, I've already been here. I don't want to be too responsible anymore.
Right.
I want to pull back some of my responsibilities and just focus on one thing. So I kind of don't blame him if that's what it is. But
right.
He seems committed to having a good Batman movie out, whether he's directing it or not. So I'll supposedly he wants Matt Reeves to do it.
Yeah, Matt Reeves.
If Matt Reeves does it,
that'd
be a good choice.
Yeah. So it sounds like this new one is going to be more Bat-meh than Batman.
No, we don't know that.
All right, just checking.
Who's Matt Reeves?
Matt Reeves is the man responsible for
Cloverfield and the last
Planet
of the Apes film, and then the new one's coming out.
Also, Matt Reeves is also responsible for doing a pretty darn good job of doing a remake of Let the Right One In called Let Me In. With
that one's okay.
I tell you what, though, to be if we're fair, after
when
watching
she turns into that CGI thing attacks in the tunnel, you're like, what?
Agreed, but you have to say that when you compare it to what other crap gets remade from foreign films, that one's actually fairly decent. I love Let the Right One In. That's still my favorite. I love that movie. Anyway.
That film is much more haunting, whereas his is much more MTV horror film.
Yes, I agree with you.
It's not bad in its own right, but because you can compare it against something else is where it suffers.
Yeah, for sure. I guess that is absolutely correct. Now, any other thoughts on Ben Affleck? Do you think he is his bat heart in it, do you think?
He has a bat heart?
He's getting up there. He's almost 50.
Yeah, is Ben's heart into being Batman?
Who cares?
Okay.
I mean, look, hopefully he just wears the suit. He looks good in it. He looks like a good Bruce Wayne.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a thinking man's movie.
All right.
You know, I'm just happy to see Batman run around.
But that's the point, though. I would like to see a thinking man's Batman
I would love
film.
To
that
see
would be great, but obviously the way
detective.
Things are going,
that's
probably not going to happen with Batfleck.
Okay, well, let's...
that's kind of the point of what I'm getting at. He's probably trying to pull for something more along those lines and realize that's not what people want.
Now, let me...
But I feel like people do want that. They're just not getting to see that.
Let me posit a question. If Ben Affleck walks away from being Batman, who would you put in the suit?
Michael Keaton.
I was actually thinking about that today. Michael Keaton would be an incredible Dark Knight.
No, you know what? Flip the script. Robert Downey Jr.
What?
No. God. Clooney then.
DC
if you're
going
to go
like,
Downey Jr.,
you
just
know
go
what?
Clooney.
You're kind of done with Iron Man, right? What if we just threw you $100 million and you come do Batman?
No, he would be a terrible Batman. He doesn't have the jaw for it.
No, he doesn't.
It's true. That's a tough one.
I was actually thinking this jokingly to myself, and I wasn't going to utter it out loud until you just asked. No, I was going to say Momoa. I'd be like, screw Aquaman and just put Momoa in the costume. Because he is Jack next to Batfleck.
That's silly.
Batfleck's wearing a girdle. Momoa's got his shirt off and his abs are like...
Yeah, it's weird. Cavill actually auditioned for Batfleck.
Yes, he did.
A long time ago.
Yeah, he did.
And also Superman when they were doing Superman Returns. But I can actually kind of see him playing Batman.
Yeah.
Because he does Superman in a more brooding sense anyway.
See, so you're making more sense. Freaking Alink is just race baiting over here.
Oh, yeah. But
I'm not race baiting.
I'm not saying let's
do it. Dude, Momoa is half white. He could look the part of Bruce Wayne.
Hey, he's an Irish guy on that Frontier show.
Yeah, he's
not. He don't look Irish, right? Nor does he look Indian.
That's right.
But he's playing both on that show.
No. It's like my friend in Boston he's like half German, half something else, and he looks Puerto Rican.
Yeah, you know.
You know what?
It's just Lamar, like how you're Filipino, but you look like the Kingpin.
That's right, I do. You know what would work if Michael Keaton did come back to the role as Bruce Wayne, and of
the
course,
older Batman, yeah.
And then, but of course,
an Irish man he would.
Yeah. Well,
Declan Hart,
half Irish,
half Native American.
Yeah.
Did they explain that, or is he like?
Yeah, no, that's like
on screen.
They explain the crap out of
it. They tell you the first 10 minutes.
You
of
should
that show.
You should hear Momoa's Irish accent.
It's terrible.
No, it's not Irish.
I thought it was like river dancing on screen or something.
No.
They're like, hey, he's Irish.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's Irish.
He's Orish. He's Orish. Anyway,
Orish.
The only way that Michael Keaton coming back to the role would work is if he was
beautiful.
He was mentoring someone to be Batman.
Batman Beyond?
Yeah, if you made a Batman Beyond, that'd be great.
I mean,
but the thing is, Keaton's not Jack, because in Batman Beyond, the cartoon, Bruce Wayne is Jack.
Oh, Travis just said it in the Facebook live feed, yeah.
Tell Travis, shut up.
Wow. Jeez. Will you not insult our viewers?
It's
jeez.
Just Travis.
He did what? He mentioned the Batman Beyond storylines. Yeah. It makes sense.
Oh.
You know, what? I can't think of anybody. You know who would be good?
You said you can't think of anybody.
I just thought about this.
You just said that? And
I did.
You said you know somebody.
I just thought of somebody. You know what has
on
a
the
good.
Other hand,
you know who has a good jawline?
Kim Cattrall.
You're just sex dating.
You sir are correct.
You know who actually might be a guy that could be in that suit?
Who might be a guy?
No, I know. I was going with that.
So. Caitlyn Jenner we got from Swan.
No. The guy, Jamie Dornan. That guy
who the
from
hell is that? Who?
That's the guy from 50 Shades. That guy,
no.
He's got the look of a
Batman. Okay, but no.
Are you just saying because he's a millionaire?
Batman? No.
With a leather thing?
No. Look at
leather.
Are you
look
thinking
at
in context of the movie that is currently going for Batman? Because you're going to go from a guy that's in his 40s to all of a sudden playing that dude who's in his 20s?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean,
you have to, if you're going to recast it, you still have to at least keep him the same age.
Yeah, maybe you're right. He's got a good jawline to him.
Superman's going to be like, Bruce, you're looking a lot younger these days.
He's a good looking.
Botox, I can afford it. Batox. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, Batman is kind of, I don't want to say in trouble, but it's
all
a little
the
bit
DC
in peril.
Movies are.
I
kind of feel like the Aquaman news that came out right behind it was thrown in just to keep people like confident about DC movies.
They should just skip to Aquaman already. That's what everybody wants. That's what Aligo wants.
Everybody's like, Aquaman really wants.
Yeah, everybody wants.
Aquaman's gonna blow. It's gonna be the first good DC movie. Mark my words.
No, Wonder Woman will be.
Let's see.
Wonder Woman will be, and here's why. Because
that's what we said about everything that comes up.
No, because Patty Jenkins just did. She posted on Instagram a picture. I guess they're doing the score. Anyway, she made a comment that you know, back when Monster came out, they asked her what she wanted to do next, and she said, I really want to do a Wonder Woman film.
Okay.
And this is what
and they were like, no.
Back in 2002. So this is long before they ever were considering doing shared universes or even a Wonder Woman movie in general.
Right.
But the fact that that's something she really wanted to make makes me feel like, okay, this is somebody that they really wanted to make Wonder Woman for almost 20 years. You're not going to make a crappy Wonder Woman movie. If it's something you really want to make, that's like in your soul to make
something
like that.
I mean, I'm sure they said the same thing about the, you know, Jersey Girl.
Can I be...
That's not a bad movie, though.
They're like, I really want to make Jersey Girl.
Let me be devil's advocate here. For as much trouble as the DC Universe is currently having, do you think Patty Jenkins had to kowtow to some of their... issues when making the film?
No, and I think because there's slightly lower expectations, which it's just kind of horrible to say. But
sexist.
I completely would say that's got a little bit to do with it, because it's not Superman, it's not Batman. You want to have a Wonder Woman movie out for the sake of having a Wonder Woman movie out, but you probably don't care about that movie as much. I don't think they spent as much on the Wonder Woman film as they did any of the other ones they've done so far.
If Gal Gadot does not do the twirl,
Gadot,
it's Gal Gadot.
It's not Dot.
It's Gadot.
It is Gadot.
It is Gadot.
It's Gal Gadot.
I just hate hearing it that way.
I know.
I do too.
I know what it is.
If she doesn't do the twirl in that movie like Linda Carter did,
you're an idiot. Shut your mouth.
I am not watching it. But
so wait. To be fair, what if she does it at the end of the film? Does that mean?
Awesome.
Like, what if she actually does do it, but you got to wait to the end of the movie? You're not going to know that until you see it.
It's in the after credit scene.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Like, right
with the music.
Very end of the credits.
All right.
I still feel like they screwed up with that movie. They should have had Linda Carter play your mom. I still feel like they should have done it. Yeah, it's a little bit of a wink and too much of an on-the-nose kind of a cameo, but, like, I feel like Linda Carter should have played the mom.
First off, Linda Carter is still...
You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of comic book movies being subtle about crap. They're comic movies. Just put Linda Carter in the damn mom role.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, you know, don't even be concerned about it. Just like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
That's why the Flash TV show is doing fine. It's like, can Mark Hamill be the Trickster again? Of course. Let's just put him in the costume.
Yeah, but that's if you want to watch a TV show where your superheroes are crying every episode. I don't want to watch superhero movies where they're crying every episode, every film.
They pretty much are, though.
Batman never cried in Batman v Superman.
That's what
I don't know, man.
He goes, Martha! But he doesn't cry.
Might as well be crying.
He's crying it out.
That's what CW stands for, comic weeping. That's what it is. You know what, though? To be honest, I think the Wonder Woman movie will be good. At least, yeah, I really do hope it is. Unfortunately, Linda Carter has been she's associated with Supergirl right now, so I don't think they would have put her in the movie anyway. But regardless, either way, DC is in trouble. Flash can't find a director either after its third attempt.
Because he's too fast.
Yeah.
You know who would make a great Flash film, though?
Who?
Edgar Wright.
Hey, he could. He probably could. He probably could.
He'd be a good get since, you know, Marvel couldn't work with him on Ant-Man. But then again, if Marvel couldn't work with him on Ant-Man, what makes us think that Edgar Wright would work with DC?
That's true. That's true. I
was thinking about it the other day. It's like Edgar Wright has the right sensibilities to do the Flash.
All I know is I'm rooting for DC just because I want to see them get out of this doldrum.
I think Justice League will do it.
I hope so. I really
do. If Wonder Woman doesn't do it,
Aquaman will do it.
Justice League will do it.
They need to skip to Aquaman.
And if it's not Justice League, it'll be the Flash. And if it's not the Flash, it'll be Batman. And if it's not Batman,
it'll be Suicide Squad again.
I will say, if the Justice League doesn't work and it's still more of like everybody's like, oh, it's lame or whatever, then they should just stop already.
Yeah, agreed.
Because if Justice League comes out, everybody still feels
they
the exact
way. They didn't do that
way.
With Fox X-Men.
Back off already. Well, those movies still make
money,
though.
They should have, though.
Those movies still make money.
So did DC. DC's making money.
Well,
depends on the math that you work out.
Everybody says they want to see a great DC movie. I have to tell you, we have seen great DC movies. Unfortunately,
they're all Batman.
They're
all foreign.
No, but they're over 30 years old. The original Supermans and the original Batman. Unfortunately, Batman, by the way, the old 1989 Batman definitely does not hold up, and it's a real shame.
No, that movie holds up.
Oh, I can't watch it. I can't.
Which one?
The original 89
Keaton. It holds up.
Oh, that movie holds up.
No, man. I don't watch it for Keaton. I watch it for Nicholson.
That movie's so removed from like reality that it still plays.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. I don't know. It's just never. It just. Keep
well, here, this will help you watch Multiplicity first.
That's a good movie. I love that movie.
I love Multiplicity.
Did you buy me a monkey?
I love how he keeps pizza in his pocket.
That's great.
Oh, it's deep.
It's a great. I have that at home. I love that movie. But anyway,
that's a Michael Keaton classic that nobody seems to care about.
Yeah, Multiplicity is a Harold Ramis underrated classic.
They should remake that movie.
That's a great movie
with Michael Cera.
Yeah, ooh,
where he plays four different versions of himself.
Ooh, Michael Cera.
Just to see if he has other personalities he can perform.
Yikes! All right,
it's 12 versions of the same Michael Cera.
I thought when they cloned you, you'd be different.
That'd be it's cool. Like, I don't have a wide range of acting skills.
Hey, Steve.
My characters just wear hoodies and are awkward socially.
All right. Anyway, listen, gents.
All right, you know what? Multiplicity remade with Jason Statham.
No.
One of that guy's too much already.
That's horrendous. The Facebook live chat loves Multiplicity, apparently, so that's super cool.
They got bad taste like we do.
Yeah. I do. I will say this. Now, since we're going to be moving on here...
Wait. Before we move on.
Yes, sir.
Multiplicity with Paul Rudd.
That might
I
work.
Love that guy.
Paul Rudd might
Hundreds
work.
Hundreds of Paul Rudds.
That just might work. We do know, by the way...
Wait. Multiplicity with Al Pacino.
That would be pretty hilarious. That sounds like a
comedy sketch. But he doesn't play like different personalities. He just plays different characters from his other
That
movies.
He's played.
I can dig it.
Hoo-ah.
Yeah.
I will say this...
I'm pretty sure an improv group has done that as a sketch.
Switching.
That's been like a whole hour and a half long comedy film. Oh, I would tune in for that.
All right, okay.
Switching from DC to Marvel, we now know it's official. They are currently working on Infinity War, which is, I guess, fun news.
Now it's official?
We've known that for the past 3 years.
I think you mean filming.
Filming.
They've been working on that, yes. We knew that, filming. They just started filming.
Yes, that just started filming. Also, on the same wavelength as Marvel, because they're at the same, they're owned by the same company, Disney has officially started shooting the Han
the
Solo
sequel
movie.
To Moana.
Han Solo.
Rogue 2.
Rogue, right.
Rogue 2.
By the way, the code name for the Han Solo film is Star Wars Red Cup.
Chewbacca Further.
Yes. Star Wars Red Cup. So that's officially starting to film.
Really?
I thought it was just called Red Cup. It's not called Star Wars Red Cup.
It's what it says on the thing. It says Star Wars Red Cup. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Star Wars Red Cup.
You get it? Because
Star Wars Red Cup.
Because the Red Cup says Solo.
Solo Red Cup. You get it?
Man, that's funny.
It's hilarious.
I wonder how they're going to reconcile how different Han Solo in that movie looks from the Han Solo we see in New Hope, because he doesn't even sort of look like Harrison Ford.
Not at all. Well, you know what's even more interesting?
Which I don't know if it's that important, really, but I mean...
Did you guys ever see that movie, The Life of... it's like some woman's name. I forget the name. But Harrison Ford's in it as the love interest, and they have a young actor playing past Harrison Ford, because this lady's supposed to have lived for like 80 or more years and not aged. But... But
Benjamin old Button, sir.
Temple of Doom.
She gets struck by lightning and then she doesn't age. It's weird.
Crystal Skull.
Is it Forever Young?
No. It's The Life.
Empire Strikes Back. Blade Runner.
It's just called The Life of This Lady's Name.
You're just gonna help out different Harrison Ford.
Yes.
But basically, the young guy they got to play him in this looked and talked like him. Like you knew that was Harrison Ford he was playing. You know what I mean?
Right. Regarding Henry, witness.
Witness is pretty good.
You can't take my bit.
Why didn't they get Lucas
running into the ground and still think it's funny?
I laughed at that one.
That was a good one.
Especially because it gave me an opportunity to think of Lucas Haas.
Random Hearts, Firewall.
All right, now you just crapped it, man. Let's,
you tried too hard.
It was a good bit.
It's good.
Did you already say Air Force One?
Get off my plane!
Get off my plane. Which one? I can't even think of.
It's
what
on
that
Hulu
was.
Right now. It's new.
It's new.
It's like The Life of.
Not as in a new movie.
Oh, you mean The Age of Adeline?
The Age of Adeline. That's the one. Yeah, The
it's
Age of
the
Adeline.
The Life of the thing.
Watch that. The
person with the lady name.
Age of Ultron.
The Age of Adeline is the one.
Harrison Ford's not in that movie.
Age of Adeline is the one.
He played Ultron.
Hang on a minute.
It was James Spader's stand-in.
Age of Adeline is the one with Blake Lively.
He's the
mocap actor for Ultron.
Blake Lively's in that one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's the
one. I have no strings on me.
Oh my god, now I want Harrison Ford to have played Ultron.
Right? So good.
With that like half asleep sounding voice he's got.
Just get him drunk before he says records all his lines. What?
You just start saying stuff from other movies. He doesn't even know what movie he's there to work on.
I would kill for some Ritz crackers.
Have you guys seen the speaking of Harrison Ford? Have you guys seen that meme yet? Where it shows it's the shot of Greedo and Han, and it shows him shooting Greedo first.
No,
and then it shows the George Lucas re-edited version.
Okay,
where Greedo shot first.
Uh huh.
And then it says alternative fact.
That's good.
Whoever I got mad. I didn't think of that first, but whoever came up with that meme, genius.
Very clever.
You're welcome.
Speaking of that, back to the Han Solo movie.
Yeah.
It's rumored that the opening scene is the Greedo Han shootout.
What?
From A New Hope.
I just heard. Yeah, from A New Hope.
So where does the movie go from there?
I'm assuming it's going to be a
to the hangar with the Millennium Falcon.
They do mention that that's in the movie.
It's right before he takes the shot. Like, you're going to find out whether he did or didn't take the first shot.
The first shot is his finger on the trigger.
Yeah, that's right. And then all of a sudden, he starts thinking.
There's a third shooter?
No. He starts.
From the grassy knoll.
Before he.
It was Chewie with the bowcaster.
Before he squeezes that trigger, he starts thinking about his past and
flashback. And that's how it opens.
Oh, my God. Dude, I don't want
to. And it starts playing.
That's what it is. I really hope not.
Oh, that's
it so starts playing the
I
end of Layla.
You, like, the big part of that movie is going to be, like, how he got the Millennium Falcon.
That's what I heard,
it
has
too. To be.
I got a funny feeling that's all. Like, you're going to see the Kessel run. You're going to see how Lando and him had their falling out.
From what I heard, it happens like at the end of the Kessel run is when the movie's supposed to.
They're just
going to
explain
place.
All the stuff we saw in the movies.
Interesting.
Or we heard about in the movies.
Oh, we're going to get his legend. Got it.
We're just going to see
legend.
The story of what they're talking about.
No one's
about.
Ever heard of him.
You know what? It's going to start on Kylo Ren stabbing him in the shoulder and him dying from
and
it.
And then he's going to flashback.
And then he's
like,
going to flashback.
I had a good life.
No. Harrison Ford falling through that endless pit.
And then he's
going
to be
flashing.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I have a terrible joke, but I'm not.
And then he gets
saved. And then
the
opening crawl goes like Mos Eisley, Cantina.
Do you think they're going to put a crawl back at Han Solo because they're such
no,
a
no, they better Rogue not. One. They better not.
Episode Han.
I hope they stick to their guns on that one.
I do too. I really do too.
Because, yeah, it was a little weird to have a Star Wars film without a crawl, but
yeah,
these are supposed
one.
To be offshoot movies. So.
Right.
I tell you what,
they should give us a little piece of paper with a crawl on it. For the people who
program. It's a program
for you. Want a crawl.
Okay, so here's who Han Solo is.
I swear, if that
Wookiees are this race of creature from this planet.
If we start with Han Solo being stabbed by his son, oh my gosh! And all of a sudden, he's like,
it's like a slow motion, like, zoom in on his eyeball,
and they start playing the piano solo from Layla, the ending part,
right.
Where it's like every all the
it's
nostalgic
just that
music.
Sarah McLachlan song.
I knew I shouldn't have had kids.
I should have listened to Lando.
That's right.
Should have been tearing it up in the Cloud City with my boy Lando.
Oh, my God.
That makes me think of that one time I was balling
That's right.
out with Lando.
And then Donald Glover is just like, my brother.
I shouldn't have got Leia pregnant.
I hope Donald Glover's portrayal of Lando isn't
Oh, it's going to be smooth as hell, bro.
An impersonation of Billy Williams.
It has to be.
But I hope not, because that's just going to come off as a joke.
But it'd be so smooth. No,
smooth.
Donald Glover's smooth, man. He can do it.
Have you seen his stand-up? He's the nerdiest black kid
yeah,
ever
his
seen.
His stand-up was like 8 or 9 years ago, and now his, you know, his hip-hop stuff is really taking off in Atlanta.
I think it's two different personas.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, no,
he's a great actor.
When he's rap, he's Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino, yeah.
When he does his... I think his stand-up
But I think
still,
he's all... I think the best part about Donald Glover, is why I'm a fan, is because he's all of those things.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to, like, be, I'm this guy now, and I'm this guy now. He's like... I like all of this stuff, and it all makes sense.
I'm a big
Donald
fan
Glover.
Of Dong Lover.
And he's a good guy, man. He looks so different in those Lethal Weapon movies.
Yeah, he does.
I didn't. He was
okay.
in what? Oh, hey, wait.
I had no
Hold
idea.
On.
I had no idea.
I just got that.
I'm too old.
Wasn't he Murtaugh?
I'm too old. I'm getting too old.
Same guy, right?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
That
you're
is
right.
Absolutely correct.
Absolutely right.
I wonder if their IMDb's ever cross.
Anyway, listen.
That's why Childish Gambino is also known as Dong Glover.
Danny Glover's going to be Lando Calrissian?
Oh, my God.
Is this a future version?
That's hilarious.
That's who's playing Lando in episode 8. Don't even talk about the fact that it's a completely different actor.
Well, it's just like how Don Cheadle took over.
It's just like, what?
Like how Don Cheadle took over War Machine. He just, his first scene is he goes, let's not talk about it.
He's like, I'm here. It's me.
It's here.
Let's
move on. That's good.
That's like the best way to handle a new actor being a character.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm here. Like it's me. Let's move on.
Yeah. Well, you know what, guys? I can't believe it, but it's time for us to get out of here.
No.
Resident Evil By the way,
as a game and a movie,
the final chapter was hit theaters. It bombed at the box office.
Thanks to Split, which we didn't even talk about yet.
Split, we didn't even talk about yet. We will get to that next week. Split is M. Night Shyamalan's return to form. It's already made over $100 million. It's doing gangbusters. I read the spoiler.
Uh-huh. The spoiler makes me now want to watch it.
Okay, I can't wait. Don't
totally,
spoil
totally
it. Let's not
it for yourself.
Let's not spoil it. I don't know what the spoiler is. But listen, we got to get out of here. We will be back next week to talk about more nerd stuff, courtesy of the Nerd Watch. There isn't anything major coming out this week in the movies, so watch some.
Is it Batman, the Lego Batman movie coming out this week?
I thought it was next week.
I think it's this week.
Is it this week?
I think it is.
Well, listen, if there is Lego Batman this
week, know,
then there is then that is one to watch.
There's also Rings. Rings is coming out this week.
Rings. That looks like a joke movie.
That is
like
a pop culture.
The storyline apparently from the commercial is they upload the video so everyone watches it, and now the girl crawls out in airplanes and stuff.
Yeah,
that's actually the opening of the movie, the plane sequence.
So then where does it go from there?
Just too long.
That movie has actually been delayed, I think, by a year or two.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just been so long by now. I'm not really interested. I don't know.
Watch that movie. Just kill it in the box office.
Well, listen, we'll find out. We're going to be watching either the Lego Batman movie or Rings. You choose, and we'll choose. We'll find out which
Lego
one
Batman.
To. Yeah, I think so. We are out of time, boys and girls.
I like to live in a world where I could see them both.
Yeah, you could.
Because I'm a big boy, and I got money now.
You
so
got the freedom.
I don't need to choose one over the other. I could be like, I could do both.
You
Why
can.
Do I need to choose
you
for?
Can. You live in a
Well, I got kids,
you know
and I
don't
only get out of the house
Coke
once.
Or Pepsi, drink them both.
You can both at the same time.
Mix them together, drink them.
That's right.
You just invented a new drink. God bless
are
America.
You insane?
That's right. We could call it Pepsi Cola.
No, we're going to call it Poke.
There is a Pepsi Cola.
Oh, you know.
Pokesy.
Yeah. Pepco. Yeah, that's
no,
it.
I think the mascot just invented itself, too.
Yeah, I think it did. Please follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatchNation. Follow us on YouTube at NerdWatchNation as well. You can follow us on Instagram at @The_NerdWatch. And please, by all means, download the podcast on iTunes and or Audio Boom. Let us know what you guys think. Leave reviews, comments, ratings on there as well. We want to know what you guys think of the show. Anything we need to change, anybody need to fire, let me know.
You know, I didn't want to say anything.
Right.
But format.
Yeah, he's got to go.
You're getting a big for your bridges.
That's right. Please follow us or please donate to us at patreon.com. That's www.patreon.com. Cool rewards on there if you support us as well monetarily. We'd love that as well. We join you every single week here from Maui Comics and Collectibles on Facebook Live. Also recorded for Kaku and YouTube, so you'll be seeing us soon as well. Yes, sir.
And if you're watching it this week, we have Jeff Isherwood coming here on February 4th. Yeah.
This Saturday, we totally almost forgot.
Yes,
that.
We
Jeff
did.
Isherwood will be in
I've
store.
I've been staring at it all night.
Yeah. And you didn't say nothing. Thanks, man.
I threw it in right there.
You did. Smart
Jeff
man.
Jeff Isherwood's going to be doing commissions, sketches, signatures of books he's worked on.
Yep.
Or just sitting here being sexy.
That too. And he'll have original comic pages from books he's worked on, like Doctor Strange, Conan the Barbarian.
And super affordable.
Nice. Yep. Fantastic. Jeff Isherwood, we interviewed him last week. Check out the pod for Jeff Isherwood. It is fantastic.
A wealth of stories.
He is a wealth of stories and information and a very, very learned and smart gentleman. So check
out
him.
I wish I had teachers
like
him.
Yeah. Well, technically from Quantico, Virginia. And
no,
he lives
in Canada.
The only dumb decision he's ever made is moving to Canada. No, I'm just kidding.
He's American.
He's a smooth motor scooter is what he is.
Yes, he is. And a very talented one at that. We love you, Jeff. We are out of time. I, of course, am G-Money. I have been joined by Format and Gannon and Alika. We join you guys each and every week from here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. We are out of time, so until next week, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, we say to you guys,